station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, April 25th. Welcome to your favorite show. You know, I can't tell you how many people tell me they love the show. You know, on Facebook, right. People email me from across the world.
That's awesome.
You know, and people are like, you know, we learn English from you guys. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
You know, it's funny.
It happens a lot, yeah. You know, they tune into radio in Hollywood, and then they learn all the slang that we use, you know.
That's pretty funny.
I know.
Especially my slang. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I know, all the cursing and stuff that goes on here. I know, but that's cool. You know, I mean, the thing is, I think when people tune in, they know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is internet radio. You know, I think the first time, it's just like when I first, the first time I listened to Sirius Radio, and they're not regulated by the FCC either.
Right.
And I remember the first time I heard them cuss on the air, I'm like, wow, this is weird, you know, to hear this coming out of your radio. So, yeah, and then when we started this, I thought, we can say whatever the hell we want. We don't have to think twice about it, you know. There's nobody that's going to can your ass if you say fuck or something. You
know? fuck, shit. I just like saying it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. And sometimes it just, you know, you add it to a sentence like, God fucking, yeah, whatever. Yeah, like fuck you or something. You know, it feels good to say it.
Right.
Right?
It's like a huge relief. It's like, fuck.
Yeah. It's like, what's the difference between what are you talking about to what the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly.
There's a difference.
There's a total difference. Yeah. I agree. Oh, I like it. It's way better.
Yeah, I know.
Way more expressive.
It gets the point across a lot better.
Or what if it's like, what the shit?
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying later, like really, recently. What the shit?
Yeah, might as well. Sounds good.
I don't know.
Anyway, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how are you doing today?
I'm good. I sold my other AC yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. I feel good.
Yeah.
And I'm doing another reconnection today for somebody. And today's a pink moon.
So,
okay. It's going to be a pink moon and a double eclipse.
So that's what you meant. I heard that it's like full moon and eclipse. Maybe that's what the double eclipse means.
It's supposed to be pink. So if you look tonight,
really?
I know that it's at its fullest today around 12:30 this afternoon. But if tonight, that's like the main full part, but if tonight, if you look, it's supposed to be a pink moon, and then it is a double eclipse. So
wow,
you'll see it today,
cool.
And you'll see it tonight, and they say anything you think will kind of just really happen. So
right.
You think time's like moving faster. God, my elbow feels weird right now. If you think time is moving faster, it really is.
Yeah.
So just pay attention to your thoughts and, you know, and whatnot.
But that's true, yeah. And
when you hear something funny, I don't know if I told you this. Did I tell you about how the curse was lifted from me?
Oh, from that guy that called you.
Yeah,
that it was trying to buy the thing from you, and you told him no. You told him you sold it to someone else.
So here's the weird
thing.
He
put a curse on you, and then he said that he took it off or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he took it off, and this is what's really funny. So, you know, I left it as is. And if you Google my phone number, the only thing that comes up is, you know, Reconnect Your Life Now.
Oh, cool. Okay.
My website for reconnection. So it's all healing work, obviously.
Right.
Well, this is funny. So I was a little scared. So I kind of like, I put it out there like, this is really funny. I had a picture of him because, you know, I researched and I found it all up.
Right.
So I just put a little healing energy, like what I would normally do to a person.
Uh-huh.
I sent it like that way. This is so weird. So I get a text message, and no joke, afterwards, and it says, enough is enough. The curse is lifted. And I'm like, oh. Guess you didn't like that, so much, did you? But I mean, I just sent I sent good energy. It wasn't like it was bad, but
that's true.
It's just funny, and it's just, you know, back when you're younger, it's, I don't know if you ever, this is when I was growing up, you know, you watch The Craft and those type of movies that are, you know, witchy movies, and you get all involved, like, oh, this is cool, let's see what this does, you know? And you learn, like, the power of three, which is, you know, a very powerful, you know, number anyway.
Right.
Yeah, but if you're going to wish ill on someone, you have to be careful because it's going to come back on you at some point,
really?
You know?
Wow.
Well, yeah, it's just like karma.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing.
Right.
Just worded differently. I mean, whatever you call it, it's going to come back to you. If I wish someone harm, it's ill will coming towards
me. And besides, when you're spiritual and you're into healing, you can't possibly, you know, wish someone ill, you know?
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
Well, this guy did. Yeah. He wished me all kinds of things.
Yeah, but
so
he's
all
obviously
I did,
not spiritual.
Right. All I did was send love and light, and then I sent my own healing energy, and it's funny that he wrote back basically like, oh, the curse is lifted. You're fine now. I'm like...
A curse. What is he? Like a witch or something?
I don't know. I don't care. I really don't.
Yeah,
but
I mean, who
funny.
Cares? You know, people are crazy.
I know.
I mean, you know, when you're so when he's so helpless to do anything, that's the only thing he can do is like wish something bad on you, you know.
Yeah.
But he can he can feel whatever he wants, you know. I don't think he's on the right track there, but
yeah.
<You know? laughs> Wow. So you're rid of both of your AC units.
I got rid of both my AC units.
Yeah.
I got rid of this couch. Hopefully will be gone soon. Mm. You know, it wasn't my couch. Someone left it behind and, you know, I was just using it.
Might as well sell it.
It doesn't match my stuff. Yeah. I don't really want it. You know what I mean? It's just there. I mean, I might as well sell it. Like, I'm on this
That's
whole
true.
Thing, like, sell, sell, sell.
Yeah, you know, because you find so much junk at home sometimes, you know? And you go, what the hell? You know, when did I accumulate all of this?
You know, I have a steam cleaner.
Uh-huh.
I don't even have carpets.
Really? Just steam cleaner?
I haven't had carpets in I don't know how long. I bought it brand new. I've used it 3 times.
Wow.
And I don't have carpets.
Yeah. So you should be able to sell that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really nice one, too. And then I have got like 3 or 4 vacuums. I mean, the belt needs to be fixed on them, but so what? You go and buy a $30 belt. Here's a
it's
vacuum.
Not even that much. Probably 10 bucks or something.
Oh, probably.
Sometimes the whole vacuum costs $30.
Well, I'm going to sell it for 15. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, here, take it. Get rid of it. I don't want it. You know what I mean? So I've got a mattress. I've got a cot. I've got, you know, all kinds of all the clothes that I've worn on the red carpet. I don't want a lot of them.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm going to sell them for like $5.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
So do like a garage sale.
Oh, yeah, on Sunday.
Oh, that's what you're doing?
Yeah. So if anyone
you don't
want to
start selling $5 dresses on Craigslist.
Oh, no. I sold a lot on Craigslist. But no, I'm going to do a big yard sale on Sunday. So that'll be fine.
Good.
Saturday, I'm working some event. So that's cool. I've been getting booked on a lot of things recently.
Yeah, good for you.
I know.
There's a lot of activity going on. I think the economy is improving, you know.
Good.
A lot more people are saying they're busy, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more people work, the more money they spend and... You know, and everybody's doing well.
Exactly.
You know, so I don't know. But I know that Apple hasn't been doing well. I mean, they lost so much.
I didn't
the stock
know that.
Has dropped like 30% or something.
Is it because of the... I mean, they got a new iPhone that just came out, so...
Well, it's not. I mean, the sales have been slowing down, you know. Don't forget that Samsung really is coming out with all great phones.
Well, it's funny because...
You've got the Samsung.
I was going to say, I have the iPhone version of the Samsung. I mean, Samsung S3. The Galaxy S3.
Right. It competes directly with iPhone.
Right. And do you know that I have a Siri in here, too? It's not called Siri. It's called Galaxy.
Right.
Hi, Galaxy. Call this person.
Yeah.
Set an appointment for this.
Right.
Do you like me? And then it'll like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
I know.
Fun.
That's why Apple was suing the shit out of them, but they didn't win. You know, I don't know what's going on.
They didn't?
No, they didn't win.
I wouldn't think they would either.
But they're saying that what happens is, I guess, the iPhone is the... provides them with the largest margin, with the most profit, and the sales of the iPhone have slowed down quite a bit, so they're feeling it, you know, and their stock has dropped a lot, and that's crazy, because I remember when I first bought a couple stocks of theirs, they were like 170 or something, and then it jumped to like 400, you know, so but I mean, I had sold it already, so big deal, you know, but so it went up pretty high, and now it's down, you know, so... They're in trouble, and they're attributing this to the fact that Steve Jobs is not there anymore.
Wow.
So who knows, you know? Who knows? But they've got some professional people there.
Right.
I don't know why they can't figure something out. But I think what they've done is they just, like, figured, you know, we've got the iPad, we've got the iPhone, we've got all these things, and we're at the top of the world. Nobody can touch us. we're worth more than any company in the world. So it may have gotten to their head. I don't know.
Yeah, you know? I think, whoa, speaking of which, my computer has like something. It looks like a crumb inside my computer.
A crumb?
Yeah,
inside the screen?
Inside the screen.
Whoa.
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, that's just weird.
A crumb.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that would mean you have like a hole in the screen
or
something.
Have you seen the back of my computer?
No.
Yeah. I don't want to bring it anymore. I want to bring my iPod, my iPad, but right. The charger is like whack on the iPad. I don't know if it's iPads in general, but mine does not charge
Recharge,
very well.
Really?
It takes like hours and hours and hours.
Really? Do you charge it through USB like with a computer or something?
USB plugged into, you know.
Into the wall?
Yeah, it could be the wire. Maybe the wire is a little, because it's a little broken.
Yeah.
Maybe it's why it's slower, but I wouldn't
think
so.
It could be. No, but it doesn't
make
sense.
How long does it take yours?
I don't have an iPad, but I know my laptop gets charged in less than an hour,
I think. Yeah, mine too. That's what I don't understand.
But I know that if you charge it directly from a computer, then it's very slow. But when you connect it to the power outlet, it should be fine.
No, I think I need a new wire then.
Yeah. Tell them, call Apple, call one of the stores and ask them.
Yeah, and it's a new iPad. It's not like it's.
No, it doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't.
So the battery doesn't last you very long, huh?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Yeah, that defeats the whole purpose of having an iPad.
Yeah, and I got up early this morning, too. Like, I was, well, not that early. I didn't sleep very well last night. My dog just drove me up the wall. She went to, like, the bathroom, like, three times. And
During
the
night?
Yeah, and I'm like,
wow,
shut up. Like, and I have to get up and let them out. And I'm like, this is really annoying. So I just didn't sleep that well. I'm so exhausted. And then I was supposed to go hiking this morning with Tria. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I'm not making it. That's not happening.
Right.
So we're going to go later on today. But I mean, I got up at like, I don't know, I was checking my phone, I think at 5, then 7, then 8. Then, you know, I was like, okay, I'm up. Might as well,
something.
Whatever.
Yeah.
There was a point to this. Oh, yeah, I remember. I plugged my iPad in around like 8. And it was only 5% when I left at 9-ish. So, 9:15. Yeah.
Wow, that's slow.
Yeah.
That's
so, I'm
low.
Like, that's weird. Yeah. I didn't think that was normal.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
It should do it a lot faster.
Yeah.
We are going to have a couple of phone guests calling in a few minutes. Well, calling separately. They're not together. And one's going to... have to do with Special Olympics, right, Brigetta?
Yeah, actually, they have this raffle that's really cool for a Sherman Oaks house.
Okay.
Right here down the street, actually.
Wow.
And it's the Special Olympics. The CEO is calling in. He's in charge of all the Special Olympics for, I guess, California and West Coast and whatnot. And they do this drawing, and it's $150 a raffle ticket, and you could win a several million dollar house.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're going to call in and talk about it, and all the money and the proceeds go to the Special Olympics.
Wow,
so I thought that was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, to help them out and stuff,
Get
the word out, you know, for sure.
Exactly. I actually, they're also in association with the Ronald McDonald House that's doing the same thing in San Diego.
Mm.
And I bought a raffle ticket for the San Diego
really?
One. Yeah.
How cute.
So, I know. What if I want a house? It'd be cool.
And then we're also going to call my friend who's got a company that he wants to promote. So we'll talk to him in a few minutes.
Cool.
And, so there's a few things happening. I guess, I don't know where I even start, but I guess the police in Sweden, I guess, busted, or they didn't really bust, but they found illegal narcotics on Justin Bieber's bus.
What? Didn't this happen before?
Something happened before there,
yeah.
I don't know, with his dog, with his drugs. I don't know what the hell his problem is. But they're saying that all of this tarnishes his image, you know? And,
right.
So apparently what happened, I guess the cop just stood outside and smelled pot. And I'm going,
oh, my God.
That's one thing about marijuana, man. It smells so fucking strong.
Right.
You can't hide it.
And wait, where were they again?
In Sweden.
Is it? And it's illegal, I guess, there, huh?
Yeah, it's illegal everywhere. So, they didn't find him and they didn't arrest anybody. But, I mean, they didn't find him with drugs on him. But I guess in the bus, somebody was smoking. But they didn't bust anybody. But, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, you have to decide. You know, you make a career for yourself. And he's still, how old is he, like 19 or something?
I
mean, he looks 13, you know?
Yeah.
And... I think, you know, you have to have a certain amount of responsibility, because it's usually all these young girls, you know, preteens, you know,
right.
that are crazy about him and stuff. And they see this stuff. And it is, I know that even for older teenagers, musicians have a big effect on the kids,
right.
on teenagers, you know, and they get influenced by what they do. And this is not a cool thing. You know, I mean, if I had a 12-year-old girl and she was going to Justin Bieber concert, I'd be concerned, you know, about what she'd see and all that. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this kid, man. I don't even know one of his songs, you know.
I don't.
Really,
well, I know
don't
a couple of them, and
him.
I like a couple, but I don't listen. I mean, I just don't care.
Really?
I don't care either.
Well,
like, whatever. Yeah.
I know. Who cares about right. Justin Bieber, man?
And then it's like Selena Gomez this, Selena Gomez that. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. There goes our guest. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello.
Morning.
Yes, Rob.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Ram Moscovich, calling us from where? Where are you now?
I'm calling you actually from Canoga Park.
Oh, okay. Sounds cool. So I've known Ram for a while, and wow, we've known each other for a long time. I don't know how many years. But yeah, that's cool. So listen, I heard, I saw on Facebook, and then you contacted me, and you started a new company, and it looks like you guys are doing some pretty nice stuff. So, what is the name of the company?
The name of the company is New Look Surface Refinishing.
New Look Surface Refinishing. Okay, and so obviously you guys refinish surfaces. Now tell us a little bit more about that. What kind of surfaces do you work with?
Basically, we can upgrade the look of any type of surface. If it's tile, if it's laminate, formica, mm-hmm. we just give new life for those surfaces. And comparing to any type of replacement, we are talking about saving of up to 75%.
Wow. How's that? I mean, how can you guys afford to give it so inexpensively?
Instead of replacing the existing surface, what we do, our technology, we use a very unique technology to spray an acrylic material on those surfaces,
uh-huh.
which give it a new granite look. And there is no need to do any demolition. There is no mess involved.
Mm.
We are actually shortening the downtime to 1 to 2 days.
Wow.
And that's the big thing for the customers when they don't need to leave the house.
Right.
It's a big advantage, and they can save a lot of money by just keeping the old surface, which is in a good condition, and just giving it a new look.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess the surfaces you work on is more than just tables and counters. I mean, I saw you guys do bathtubs and things like that too.
Yeah, we definitely do bathtubs. We do as well the tile surround around the tubs. You know, many times we go to homes that have some David tile surround, you know, yellow, green tile
right.
surround on the walls.
Yeah, green.
And we just apply a new stone look that gives it the look of a granite mm-hmm. and the price of resurfacing.
Wow, that's pretty cool. When did you start the company, Ram?
We actually started it 7 years ago in Texas, in East Texas. We
uh-huh.
we use it to our very own buildings, and then we had a very good experience with the whole process and the results, and we decided to come over to California, and now we are active in here in LA and in Las Vegas as well. We are doing a lot of hotels in Las Vegas.
Nice.
And yeah, we have big plans for the future.
Wow,
awesome.
Wonderful, man. So now, so you work in Southern California mainly, and but you said you have offices in Texas as well, and so forth. Now, do you guys have a website? Do you want to give, or should people
Absolutely.
Go to Facebook?
Our website is www.newlooksurface.com.
Okay.
And we have a bunch of photos that people can go and see our jobs and some videos, some nice videos that can get a better idea of what we are doing.
Right.
And one more thing that I wanted to mention, that this is all our products are 100% green,
mm-hmm.
and we're actually saving a lot of waste, because when you don't need to do demo on those old bathtubs,
right.
you just go and work on top of them, I think we are doing something good for the environment.
Right. And, you know, I imagine, you know, if I had something like that, I'd rather you know, have it touched up and resurfaced rather than throw the whole thing out and then get a new one. Like you said, you have to demolish everything and it's major construction.
Absolutely. And in price-wise, it's very, very attractive. You can basically do a bathtub and a kitchen, and give a new leak for a kitchen in less than $1,000.
Yeah. Less than $1,000. Wow. That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
and we do give a warranty on our job, like 5 years warranty. And, you know, we try to make our customers happy, and we work as well with lots of management companies over here in L.A. Mm-hmm. doing their apartments. And, yeah, everything is great.
Awesome. So do you want to give out a phone number also so people can call you?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 855-639-5050.
Okay.
855-639-5050, and we do offer a free in-home estimate, and I encourage the people to take advantage of that. You know, we'll come to their house, tell them what can be done, and make them happy.
Sounds good. Okay, give the website out again.
It's www.newlooksurface.com.
Okay, newlooksurface.com. Everybody go out, check it out. Ram, thank you so much for calling in. Congratulations on the business. This is definitely unique. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wish you the best with this.
Thank you so much for having me today, and you guys have a wonderful day. I enjoy listening to your show on daily basis. Whenever I'm in the office, it's playing on on the background. So you have a wonderful day, and thank you for having me today.
Great, mm-hmm. Ram. Thank you so much. All the best to you.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Thanks
Bye.
A lot. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I was yelling at my computer. And I didn't realize.
You're like, girl. I know. I don't think you heard it. It was pretty low. But that's funny. Yeah. So, yeah, this is cool. You know, I mean, I saw some of the pictures of the work they do. And you look at a bathtub that's like totally gross. And it looks brand new after they're finished with it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and obviously a lot cheaper. So, yeah, I mean, I would recommend this. You know, you go and look at apartments, and people don't even upgrade them or anything. You know, how can you possibly show an apartment where you walk in and there's, like you said, green on the wall and mildew and shit? Or, you know, they just don't clean it up. They don't know how to present the apartment. And it's gross, you know. And then they wonder why it sits on the market for a year, you know.
Yep.
So,
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
So that's that, you know. So the next guest is going to call in a few minutes.
He should call, yeah.
Yeah. So check this out. I mean, we talk about things that are old and moldy and stuff.
Uh-oh.
They're saying this guy found a 14-year-old burger in his refrigerator.
Now,
I'm not saying 14 days or 4 years.
First of all,
saying 14 years. They have a picture of this.
Why did he report this?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, it would be embarrassing.
Do you
right?
call the news and do you say, oh, by the way, I found a 14-year-old burger in my fridge. Do you want to come look at it? I mean, like,
It says there's a video, so maybe he made a video and put it on YouTube or something and people saw it, you know? But, there is a video here. You guys can see it on, I saw it on CNN, but then it took me to another website. But maybe if you just Google 14-year-old burger, my God, you know, and it was, I mean, look, it's still there, you know. I mean, it looks like a hamburger in a bun. It just, it looks mummified, you know.
Disgusting. That is so gnarly.
I know, you know. I mean, but what does it say that this thing does not have, like, worms in it or anything like that? You know, I mean, what is it? These things last for 14
But they were in the freezer, right?
They were in the refrigerator. It doesn't say in the freezer.
Okay, in the refrigerator, it would have bugs. In the freezer...
I think it would,
and it would smell.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Well, what refrigerator is he looking in? His own?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't think I believe that.
No, you don't believe that?
No. No one leaves that in there. Because the smell would be so bad.
Yeah.
And it would, like, leak that.
That's true.
All
it
over.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah.
So,
I don't believe that.
Yeah, but they
unless
have to
it's in a, unless it's in, like, an old house that they haven't been to. You know, it's been empty for I don't know how long, and maybe it was a refrigerator in the basement or something like that.
Yeah. That's the thing. There's not too many details. It's a short story, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And so this guy from Utah, I guess, discovered the old hamburger. Oh, in his coat pocket.
What?
In his coat pocket, he found it. So why are they saying, oh, okay, they're saying if you cleaned out your refrigerator and found the... Okay, this was in his pocket for 14 years. Now, I don't know, maybe he put the... Maybe he filed the pan somewhere, you know, in the basement or something. Totally forgot about it. But yeah, I mean, then it would really smell. I mean, I'm surprised there's anything left of it.
I'm surprised there's not maggots all over it.
Yeah, maggots and shit like that, you know?
How does he know it was 14 years... since he wore
Yeah, I don't know. What I mean? Yeah, probably. They're saying it was cooked when Bill Clinton was president.
How do they know?
I don't know. Maybe they could check it out.
I don't believe it. I think that... Unless there's a receipt in there with it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, man. People are crazy, you know? I don't get it. Yesterday was funny, huh? I mean, the guests we had here were a lot of fun. And actually, remember how she said that she felt that marijuana was like a gateway drug?
Yeah.
And we both said we didn't agree?
Yeah.
So I put that posting on Facebook. I can't tell you how many people responded.
But they think it's a gateway.
Yeah. And some people think it's not. Oh, yeah. And some people are convinced it's not. So it's very controversial, you know. But the thing is, the bottom line, I think, it's like if, you know, look, for kids... Yeah, it's possible, but kids will try anything, you know. It doesn't mean that if they just because they tried marijuana, they'll try other drugs that are harder. I think it's just that they would try it anyway. It's just, I mean, kids do anything. I mean, whippets and shit, mm-hmm. you know, and what else? They inhale gasoline and what the fuck don't they do? I mean, they do everything, you know. So
right.
Yeah, so, but you know, I mean, but... That's the thing. That's the problem I have. Is like,
we were doing
in the
whippets.
Sake of our kids.
I did whippets. I mean,
yeah.
So what?
But you know, for the sake of our kids, we're limiting our own lives, and that sucks. You know, because it's not really protecting our kids. It's just mm-hmm. like, you know, taking away our rights, and that's bullshit. You know,
right?
But I'm totally convinced with the trend going on now that it's actually going to get legalized, eventually nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
I just really think it will. Maybe some states will hold out and stuff, you know, but for the most part, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody started to accept it as, you know, as not having as much stigma as it used to. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I still think it's crazy that they discovered eating bath salts.
Yeah.
I still think, I mean, that still got me...
Yeah.
Like
what is bath salt? I mean, what is it?
You
like
take,
you put it in the bath?
Yeah.
When you take a bath,
yeah.
huh? It's supposed to be like therapeutic and stuff?
Right. And I guess if you eat them, they make people eat their faces off. You saw what happened.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Eat their faces off?
Yeah. They did. Don't you remember the guy's face off?
The other guy's.
Yeah.
Okay, not his own.
No, he ate someone's face off.
Right.
Because he was on bath salts.
Wow.
That's what I think is just... I don't know.
Shit,
it's beyond
man.
Me.
People are like amazing the things that they do, you know. But yeah. So check this out. This story grabbed me, I guess. Israeli security now is allowed to check the email of tourists. So if you go to Israel now, and they can check your email now. That sounds pretty bad, right?
That's horrible.
It sounds bad,
dude.
Now,
what the fuck?
Okay, the thing is this: they're saying it's only in exceptional cases in which relevant suspicious signs are observed. So the thing is, obviously, most people it's not going to happen to. But they're figuring that if you're suspicious...
But how do they get into your email?
Well, they're going to ask you to open it up and stuff. But I guess they're saying they can't force you to divulge your passwords.
Yeah. I'm
so
not,
I don't know what that is. But maybe if you refuse, they might really be suspicious of you
it's
or
bullshit.
Something, you know? But, look, the thing is this. You have to understand they constantly have to fight terrorism, you know. And sometimes that's the price you have to pay. I mean, look now after 9/11 how we have to pay by going through security and all this shit. And we can't take liquids on the plane. And we can't, you know, you can't take a lot of things on the plane. You have to stand in line and all this shit. And, you know, sometimes you'll have to step aside and they'll search you and shit. So, you know, I mean, we're dealing with it too. It's just that. you know, they figure that our problems are a lot worse, you know. I mean, you think that Boston thing was bad. In Israel, it happens every other day, you know, so it's not even a big deal anymore. But, yeah, so they're trying. But, you know, I mean, obviously, human rights groups are not going to go for this and stuff. So I don't know if it's going to happen. But look, I can tell you this, that in Israel, unlike other places, they start asking you all kinds of questions, you know, when you stand in line for the security and stuff. Yeah. And if they, I mean, they profile people. They're not ashamed to profile people, you know?
Right.
Because that's what you got to do, you know? I mean, if you have like an older lady, a white older lady, American, you know, carrying a grandkid, you don't search her the way you would someone who looks Middle Eastern.
Right.
Dark face, dark skin, you know, whatever.
It's true.
I mean, it's just the reality of it, you know? And the hell with politically correct, you know?
Yeah.
You've got to protect people's lives. And, so sometimes you have to do things. So, you know, and it's, you know, on the surface it looks like it's something that's pretty bad and it's invasive. But look, if they suspect you and shit, you know, they're gonna search your computer too, I guess, for whatever. But and besides, look, I mean, they can crack passwords no problem. You know, I mean, they don't need you to allow it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I just think that's crap.
Yeah.
Personally.
I mean, some people are really pissed off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To grant access to your email account, they're saying, you know, a tourist who has just spent thousands of dollars to travel to Israel, only to be interrogated at the airport by Shin Bet agents, which is the security service, and told to grant access to their email account, is in no position to give free and informed consent. You know, so, yeah, so that's what they're saying. It's like they put you on the spot and you can't decide whether you're going to do it or not. You know, they're just going to fucking search you.
Wow, which makes you not want to go there ever.
Yeah, I know. But actually, I'm going. Did I tell you I'm going? We're going to be off for about 10 days in July. Yeah, because my son gets to go. There's something called Birthright. Oops, there's our guest. So let's pick that up.
Oh, I think I've heard of Brit. Okay.
Yeah, good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. Is Brigetta available?
Brigetta is here.
Hello.
Listening to you. Yes. Good morning.
Hi. Sounds like she's on the phone. This is Bill Schumard, the president and CEO of Special Olympics Southern California. How are you guys this morning?
Yes,
we are
Bill.
Great.
Thank you so much for calling in. And,
my privilege. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And Brigetta felt that you guys are doing something noble and we wanted to promote it and everything. So you're involved with Special Olympics in Southern California.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit more about this, about the organization and how you're involved.
Absolutely. Special Olympics is the world's largest sports organization. It has been in operation for about 4.5 decades. It was started by the late Eunice Kennedy Shriver, Sergeant Shriver's wife.
Uh-huh.
How's that for a family tradition?
There you go. Olympics, yeah, we happen to know.
And he starts the Peace Corps.
Yeah.
How'd you like to be the kids at that dinner table? What did you do today? Anyway, tremendous vision. She had a sister, Rose, with intellectual disabilities. She found the secret formula that Rose and her friends with intellectual disabilities, that their lives were changed through the simple power of sports, the self-confidence, the ability to work with other people, for other people in society to be able to accept and understand people with intellectual disabilities,
right?
All through the simple power of sports. So that started in Eunice's backyard 45 years ago.
Oh.
Now it is a global movement in 170 countries, serving almost 4 million athletes around the world.
Wow.
In Southern California, and we are Special Olympics Southern California, we serve half the state from San Luis Obispo to San Diego. We serve 13,500 athletes. They compete in 12 sports in two different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
They go in age from 8 to 80. We actually have bocce players and bowlers who are in their late 70s.
Wow.
I think, you know, you guys know this, you're in the media. Sports can do some wonderful things. It teaches, it entertains, it sells, it motivates. It's also a microcosm of society, good and bad. We all realize that.
Right.
I like to think that Special Olympics is everything that's good and right about sports in our society.
Definitely.
It brings out the best in people.
Yeah, it's an altruistic type of a thing, you know, where you are
Absolutely.
Helping people that can't really help themselves. So now, you said intellectual disabilities. So this does not include physical disabilities?
Great. That's a great question. Actually, if you were to see our competitions, you would notice that a good portion of our athletes happen to have physical disabilities also.
Oh.
But you need to be classified by your physician as having an intellectual disability, which could be Down syndrome, could
right.
be brain damage, could be autism, it could be any number of things, brain damage, that would cause you to be intellectually disabled. But many of our athletes, because of the issues they face, they also have some physical handicaps. And so that further hampers their ability to compete. So
right.
when you see the courage and the bravery that they display when they go out to compete, it's very touching, it's very humbling,
yes.
And it brings a lot of perspective to our lives.
I really think it does, you know, and we sometimes don't appreciate what we have as healthy
right.
people and stuff, and then you get to look at other people that are less fortunate, and it breaks your heart, you know, but at the same time, I think, like you said, you know, it's inspiring, you know, to see people
Absolutely.
That
Absolutely.
Have so much discipline and desire to compete and to succeed. And this is very interesting. So how did you get interested in this, and how did you join?
Oh, well, yeah, thank you for asking. I'm a lifelong sports guy. I was not a very good athlete growing up, but my family moved around a lot, so if I got a shirt and a hat and got on a team, I felt like I belonged.
Aww.
That's what Special Olympics is all about. But my entree into my career came through, like you guys, through communication. I was a journalism major, so I love to talk, I love to write. And so the bulk of my four decades of my professional career have been in professional sports. I was with the Los Angeles Dodgers for 13 years.
Wow.
And in college athletics at USC, at Cal State Fullerton, at Long Beach State. I went on the board of directors as a volunteer for Special Olympics Southern California when they moved to Long Beach State, which is where I was working in 1998. They moved their summer games competition to my university, and so they asked me to come on the board. And I was on the board for 5 years. And then 8 years ago, they said, you need to come aboard and run this organization. They'd had about three CEOs in 5 years. It was kind of a revolving door, no stability.
Right.
And the chairman of our board said, you need to come in and take this job. And I said, I don't really know anything about running a nonprofit organization.
Right.
And he had a great line. He said, we're the world's largest sports organization. Come in and run it like a sports organization. And I know how to do that.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
That's how we run it here in Southern California. We have a lot of fun. We're very competitive. I think we're very creative. We're very, you know, we demand excellence. We really want to sell the fact, you guys, that our athletes are true athletes. We don't want people saying, we don't want them feeling sorry for our athletes. Oh, that poor, look what you're doing for those poor people.
Right.
That's not the attitude to have. In fact, Eunice herself, when she started it, she said, you know, she would tell the athletes, if you don't win, if you lose, don't cry.
Yeah.
Go home and get better.
Right.
Go home and get better. And so our athletes have that burning desire for excellence to succeed. And so, they deserve the very best in their training, in their competition. And we, you know, we strive to provide that for them and to tell that story to the world. That's our goal.
Right. Amazing. It's really impressive.
Yeah.
So now I also understand you guys are having a raffle. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh my gosh, I would love to. Yeah, it's our fourth annual Dreamhouse raffle to benefit the athletes of Special Olympics Southern California. This year, the house is a $4 million house.
Wow.
In Studio City, five bedrooms, six baths, three-car garage, wine cellar, beautifully decorated backyard, elevator, close to shopping.
Are you serious?
And restaurants
wow.
in Studio yeah. City. Just a wonderful, wonderful house. And you can either win that or $2 million in cash in the grand prize by buying a ticket to the Dreamhouse raffle.
Wow.
Each ticket is $150.
Uh-huh.
And you have between now and May 25th to buy the ticket. The raffle has been going now for about 3 months, and we will draw the winning prizes at Summer Games, June 8th and June 9th at Long Beach State. Not only does the house obviously come into play, or the cash, but if you buy a ticket, you have a 1 in 50 chance of winning something worth at least $300. We have a lot of other prizes, cash prizes, electronics, cars, vacations. You can learn about it either going to our website, which is SOSC, Special Olympics Southern California, SOSC.org, or going to the Dreamhouse Raffle site, which is SoCalRaffle.com, and it'll tell you all about it.
Sounds good. Wow. I mean, a very generous raffle.
And I guess I have a question, too, because this is, I mean, I did buy a ticket.
Oh, thank you, Bridgetta. We'll try to make sure we pick yours.
Yay!
There you go, man.
But we'll be fair.
I guess my question was, too, I guess, how do these houses get donated? How do you find these houses? Like, that's my biggest thing. I'm like, how do they do this?
Yeah.
Sure. You find somebody out there who is, who's familiar with the Special Olympics cause, and you work with them, if their house is on the market or they're thinking about putting it on the market, we enter into an agreement with them where it's a temporary lease with an option to buy, so that house comes off the market for 7 months, so that we promote it. And then if the winning ticket, we sell enough tickets for the house to come into play, and the winner decides to take the house and not the money, then we buy the house and give it to the winner.
Oh, wow.
It's a contractual agreement with the owner of the house. And, of course, we try to keep their life pretty simple. We never say what the specific address is because we don't want a lot of looky-loos going by the house. But we do go in there on media day, the first day that we kick off the raffle. And we do a lot of media there at the house to get it out. The potential seller just goes about their business until it comes time to draw the winner. So this is the fourth year we've done it, and it's been terrific.
Yeah.
I guess my other question is, too, does it come with all the furniture that's in
No, I don't think it does. That's a great question, Bridgetta.
Well, if it's not included, she's not joining.
These
houses are impeccably furnished. I think they're going to take the furniture.
Just wondering. And I guess my other question is totally random. Do you guys wind up selling enough tickets where, you know, the owner, because I think this is a really cool incentive for people out there to, you know, start giving up their houses even more. But if it's a worth it for them, so I guess, A, they get a tax break for giving you guys, you know, a cheaper price for the house or whatnot.
Absolutely,
Okay, I was like wondering how that works. So, and then
there would be that incentive for them if indeed the house did come into play. And of course, in the first 3 years, we didn't sell enough tickets for the house to come into play. But the winner, the grand prize winner the first year, I'm going to give you these numbers off the top of my head. The grand prize winner the first year won $750,000 in cash.
Wow.
The winner the second year won $815,000 cash. Mm. Last year, I think the winner was up around $875,000. This year, where we're at already, and we still have 30 days left in the raffle, but it looks like the winner's gonna win at least over $1 million in cash.
Yeah.
And of course, if we sell the rest of the tickets between now and May 25th, then they'll have their choice between the house and the $2 million.
Right. And you know, I mean, even besides that, it's just that knowing that you're helping people and a great cause. You know, I mean, for $150. To help such a great cause and to also stand to win such a generous prize is amazing. You know, I mean, I don't think people should think twice about it.
Thank you. Yeah. That's nice of you to say. The other thing we started offering this year is a multiple ticket discount. So you can buy 3 tickets for $400. You can buy 4 tickets for $550. So that just multiplies your chances, that 1 in 50 chance to win something. You can buy multiple tickets for a discount. So there's a lot of good incentives to get involved.
Yeah, those are great odds. I mean, 1 in 50, wow. That's not bad at all.
No, it's really good. And I guess, too, like, if you buy one ticket, or if you buy more than two tickets, then you get all the early bird stuff if you buy early enough, right?
Correct. And then, yeah, that's correct.
And if you refer...
We've had three early bird drawings. We have a refer-a-friend drawing.
Yeah, refer-a-friend.
And so, yeah, there's multiple ways to win. And then, of course, at Summer Games on June the 9th, we pick not just the grand prize winner, we pick a bunch of winners that day. So a lot of people come out to Summer Games, which is a great opportunity for them to see our athletes compete.
That's
You know, Summer Games now draws about 10,000 people, which is great. You go to the venues and watch our athletes compete, and, you know, those stands are full now, which is, that really blesses my heart, because these athletes are, you know, they're competing at the highest level for us.
And when does that take place? That's in the summer?
That takes place Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and June 9th, on the campus of California State University, Long Beach.
Sounds good. Everybody go out and check out sosc.org, right?
Correct.
And
then you can go right to the Dreamhouse Raffle link right on our website.
Right.
Awesome.
And get more information and stuff on what's going on there. And I think it's a great thing. My heart always goes out to people that are less fortunate than us. And, you know, I think any way we can help is just to see the smiles on their faces, you know, is worth
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having such a great heart for our athletes. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. You've been great.
All right. Bill, thank you so much.
Take care.
Everybody check out.
Have a great day.
You
sure.
too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Isn't that cool?
Yeah. It's very cool, man.
Yeah.
And for someone to leave a regular job, you know, and I mean, being in sports at USC, it must have been a pretty cushy job to leave that and to go and work with a non-profit is a big step, you know. And I'm sure he gets a lot of satisfaction from his work, you know.
I know. It's got to be. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just, you know, sometimes, and you feel for the parents too, you know. I mean, imagine, you know, I mean, it's hard to talk about, but imagine you have a baby being born and he's not okay. And then you have to live with it for the rest of your life, you know, and it's just so hard.
Right.
They get bullied and everything, and the parents just have to sit there and take a lot of this, and it's heartbreaking to me, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is their child, you know, and it's everything to them. And then some people don't even care, you know. So there's a lot of things like this, you know, and I think once you start thinking about all this, you go, wow, where do I even start, you know?
Exactly.
In helping everybody and stuff. But you got to start somewhere, you know? I mean, the same thing, I also have a soft spot for troops that come back from the battlefield and stuff, you know, and they get all screwed up here and they kill themselves and they, you know, they stand on street corners and beg. It's just not meant to be that way. I don't think it's cool, you know?
I don't either.
And I think people should do a lot about that as well, because these are people that, you know, they leave here just like you and me, and they come back and they're like killing machines, you know, and they try to integrate themselves back into society.
But it's so hard to.
And it's hard.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It's hard. All right. Well, I'm glad we got to talk to him. And also thanks to Ram, who called earlier. And that's it. That's our time for today. Everybody, thanks for joining us. Thank you, Bridgetta.
Yeah.
Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Whoops. Hello. There we go.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.